Good morning. This is Patricia Kullberg, your well-read red for today. Public approval of unions tanked in 2009, registering at a mere 48%, the lowest rating since 1936, when Gallup began recording this measure. By 2021, however, that rating had climbed 20 points to 68%. This remarkable surge in public favor of unions comes at a time when union organizing and labor actions are exploding across the country and racking up important gains. So what has changed? Lane Wyndham, a veteran labor organizer and activist, argues that the economic crash of 2008 and the Occupy movement of 2011 ushered in a new era of public and media attention to inequality. Then along came the pandemic, which drew back the curtain on the misery of working class lives and the rapaciousness of U.S. corporations. A new generation of journalists has been eager to cover these changes, and their work has helped to shape the shifting perception of unions from backward-looking organizations to righteous institutions that battle for well-deserved and long-overdue working-class equality. Her article lends weight to the argument that grassroots organizing matters and contributes to social justice progress in ways that cannot always be anticipated. Lane Wyndham is the Associate Director of Georgetown University's Kalmanovitz Initiative for Labor and the Working Poor, and is the author of Knocking on Labor's Door, Union Organizing in the 1970s and the Roots of a New Economic Divide. I'm going to read from her article entitled, Why There's More Labor Media Coverage, which is published online in the Working Class Perspectives on March 14, 2022. Wyndham writes, "It seems like workers and their unions are in the news more than ever lately. Starbucks baristas, Amazon warehouse workers, John Deere strikers, and even New York Times tech workers who just unionized have all starred in the recent swell of labor coverage. The pandemic launched essential workers out of the media's shadows, making this largely black, brown, and female workforce much harder for reporters to ignore. Yet the shift in the media's coverage of labor started before the pandemic and even predates the current upsurge in union organizing. Why are we seeing this increase in working class and labor reporting, and how does it connect with larger shifts in how Americans view class itself? For many years, I did media outreach for the national AFL-CIO. When I started at the Federation in 1998, there were about 20 reporters on my A-list. By the time I left in 2009, there were three. Even in the early days, when the roster was more robust, it was extremely difficult to get stories about workers' grassroots struggles and protests into the corporate legacy outlets. Important labor stories just didn't get covered. For example, only one outlet covered the massive labor and environmental protests against the 2003 Free Trade Area of the Americas ministerial meetings in Miami. Police shot at unionists with rubber bullets, clubbed protesters, and tanks lined the streets. You probably haven't heard of this protest because there was only one brief news story published. The issue went beyond the labor beat. Reporters in general only used the term working class during election season when they dusted it off to track voting trends among white workers without college degrees. Though the media still has a long way to go to fully cover today's diverse working class, it gives far more attention to working class issues than it did, even when it doesn't use the word class. I couldn't believe it when so many reporters recently flocked to Bessemer, Alabama, to cover the Amazon warehouse workers' union election. So what changed? I suspect that the uptick of media coverage of workers and their unions is linked to larger shifts away from a dominant neoliberal consensus and also to changing understandings of class itself. This seismic shift started after the economic crash of 2008-2009 and inspired a new emphasis on inequality that fueled the Occupy Wall Street movement in 2011. These events shot holes in many tenets of the neoliberal consensus that all trade and globalization was good at any price, that shareholder value was the ultimate goal of the economy, that public goods were better privatized, that unions were Luddites who stood in the way of all this progress. These neoliberal tenets had held since the 1970s, but most people's lived experience did not bear them out. The idea that the 99% lost out to the 1% rang true for many, and their thoughts on what was fair began to change. Young people who entered this economy after the financial meltdown of 2008 found a working-class world that was incredibly different from the one that baby boomers and Gen Xers entered. They came of age in a time when neoliberal thinking was losing its foothold and precarious contract work was much more normal. They weren't going to do as well as their parents had, and they knew it. Young people today are the demographic that is most supportive of unions. Recent Gallup polling found that 77% of people under 35 favor unions. The reporters driving the change in labor coverage are of this generation. Many got their start in the newly minted digital media platforms, which they then unionized. They also began reporting in a time when social media had dismantled the gatekeeping function at the legacy outlets that had long ignored labor. They began bringing their own experience as young people in a precarious economy to their reporting, and they focused in a new way on class. When the pandemic hit, this new cadre of labor reporters showed the virus's impact on the working class. Young reporters at digital outlets led the way, and the legacy news outlets followed. But it's not just the reporters who are changing. Their readers' worldview is changing, too. The neoliberal markets-fix-everything mindset had already taken a hit in the 2008 crash. Then, during the pandemic, many watched from the safety of home as essential workers, largely working-class people of color, braved the virus. They saw that these workers didn't get treated better or paid more for their labor. The stories that new labor reporters offered about workers and their experiences found an intense interest among readers. The new upsurge in labor media coverage is anchored in fresh awareness about class and its role in America today, a growing understanding that is stripped of the anti-communism that shaped ideas about class for much of the 20th century. It's not yet clear how fully this working-class renaissance will develop. What is clear is that a new generation of labor reporters is standing ready to report on it. This increased coverage, in turn, may allow the next generation of worker activists to see their own movement's growth, and that may inspire even more to take a stand. I'm Patricia Kullberg, and I've been reading from an article by Lane Wyndham on the dynamics between the media, the economy, grassroots organizing, and public perceptions of class. The article is entitled, Why There's More Labor Media Coverage, and was published online at Working Class Perspectives on March 13, 2022.